want to be my girlfriend?
Sorry. But I want to marry Michael Jackson.
Darren, Lily, get in there and sit down.
There she goes again.
Wouldn't be a normal Sunday if Faye didn't get slain in the spirit.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Mary Ann.
Pastor.
This boy's growing like a weed. You must be feeding him fertilizer.
And his teachers say he's the smartest in his class.
Ooh. There she is. Hold her, Reverend. The nerve. Standing in the house of God and all the while singing the devil's music.
Paulina, what's this all about?
I found this down at Robinson's store. It's Mary Ann singing that R&B sex music.
Mary Ann, what you got to say about all this?
I finally got my chance to become a singer. I didn't think anything was wrong.
Reverend, the church bylaws clearly state that no member shall partake of fornication,
amen,
gambling,
amen,
and drinking, which is all going on down at that juke joint where she sings. Just take a look at this. Do it to me again. Now we all know what it means.
Paulina, I'm surprised you didn't remember what it is.
And besides, what were you doing down at the record store looking through the devil's music?
Well, I got the Lord on my side with this one.
Paulina, you need to hush.
Tell her, honey.
Because this girl ain't doing nothing to hurt nobody.
Amen, Sister Sally.
Need I remind you of the church motto?
Tell her, sister.
Beware of brief delight and lasting shame.
Well, that must be them kids on that organ again. I'm going to do it.
Stop stalling, Paul. You know the church rules. You're supposed to handle this.
Alina, I'm the pastor here. Leave it to me, please.
You do your job, boy, or I'm going to go and get Mama.
Now, you know you're supposed to call me Reverend around here. I'm going to handle this my way, okay? Now, Marianne, it's like this. It's like she says. You stop singing that secular music, or you're going to have to leave the choir.
That's right, right.
I'm sorry. It's your pick.
Make up your mind, child.
Think about what you're doing, sister.
Wave goodbye to Aunt Sally.
Darren, here's that market research you wanted. And I know you're real busy, but there's something you should know.
Yes. I'm going to blow him away. I'm a player. I'm in the zone. Corner office, huge window. Take care of these credit card bills for me.
All right.
Use this one to pay off this one, okay?
Okay.
And do a balance transfer from here to here for that one.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And cover this one with that one. So, what were you trying to say earlier?
There's a private investigator over there looking for you.
Why? Who's trying to find me?
I'm double checking. Is Darren?
What did he say? Did you tell him anything? Does he know what I look like?
No, chill. I told him you're not in, so he's leaving a message.
Tell him I'm out of town.
I did.
Good. Time to climb the corporate ladder.
By our projections, this plan will increase the market shares of Lincoln and Gerald Liquors
by a whopping 8%. In as little as 2 years.
We were hoping to see faster growth.
We can give them double-digit growth.
As I said, it is the company position that 8% growth should be the goal. Now, to
continue... If there's a different opinion that'll lead to better growth, we want to hear it.
Now, let me ask you this, gentlemen. Which demographic consumes the most malt liquor? Go ahead, you can say it.
Black people.
There you go. Very good. However, I noticed in your company report that you don't have a malt liquor division.
I noticed that too.
I propose a new ad campaign for a malt liquor division that maximizes exposure in the African American market. Place positive images of your product in areas where black people live. By tapping into the buying power of this consumer base, you'll pass single-digit growth faster than a pro athlete can get his criminal charges dropped. That, my friends, is not thinking outside the box. That's realizing there is no box.
Now, those are the kind of ideas we hired this company for. Where have you been hiding this one, Fairchild?
He's one of our junior executives.
This man needs to be on the team.
I mean, he was a junior executive before today. Congratulations. You've just been promoted.
Thank you, sir.
Where did you learn that kind of thinking?
Yale.
I'm a Princeton man myself, but I see we let one get away. Okay, well, we better leave and let them get started on this interesting idea. You.
Well, I guess I'll be giving you a corner office with a view.
Thank you, sir. Cigar? Finest. I first encountered it growing up in Monte Carlo.
Please, you're a New York boy if I ever saw one.
No, I lived there until I was 17.
Wow. I have never met a brother who grew up in Europe before.
Actually, I was born in South America.
Where?
Home Video.
That's in Peru, right?
Venezuela. My father was in oil.
You sound so American.
Well, I went to prep school here, at Andover. Money was no object.
cool.
Mr. Hill, I'm afraid your credit card has been declined.
Right. That was not activated yet. Okay.
Darren, Mr. Fairchild wants to see you first thing in the morning.
Great. Great, great, great.
As you can see, there is nothing in my refrigerator but water. Water and wine. This is the dining room. We don't spend a lot of time in here, so it looks very nice and well set. Like the chandelier. It's not just normal chandelier. It's kind of funky and fun.
You wanted to see me, sir?
Darren. What I have to say is very difficult. We have a situation. A situation that involves deception, a lack of candor, and an unbridled passion to get what one wants at any cost. I think you know what I'm referring to.
Of course, sir. Company policy.
No. Well, yes, of course it is. But in this case, it's something more personal. Darren, you're fired.
Fired? But why?
A representative of Lincoln and Gerald has an annoying habit of checking up on things. It seems that you were thrown out of Yale when it was discovered you faked your high school diploma from Andover. How long did you think it would take before your deception caught up with you?
But, sir, I've been doing such good work.
Mr. Hill, we cannot be represented by people who tell lies.
We're in advertising.
You obtained this job under false pretenses, and now you've caused the firm great embarrassment in front of important clients. I'm sorry. I have to let you go. You're good. You're smart. But you broke the 11th commandment. Thou shalt not get caught. Now...
Sir, please. You're making a big mistake. I'm here for you. I'm smart. I'm ambitious.
Have your things out of here in half an hour. I'm disappointed in you. I expected more from a congressman's son.
Darren Hill?
Yes?
Oh, you've been a tough one to track down, Mr. Hill. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but this is for you.
What is it? Subpoena? Summons? Ploy to distract me while you repo my stuff?
Sure, those are fun, but no.
Well, my Aunt Sally died. I request your presence at the funeral and reading of the will. The funeral's tomorrow.
Maybe you should ask your boss for some time off.
You know you just cut a brother, right?
Oh.
Hurts when you do that, man.
Sorry.
Come on, baby. Make me happy. Cash it back. Be a winner, be a winner.
Woohoo! Ha ha! Thank you, Bank of Piscataway!
Listen to me, please.
I told
bunch of kids ain't got no business playing the man's game.
Funny. That's the same thing someone told me 2 hours ago.
Someplace else, thinking right around the bend, I might find myself. But the search goes on. I won't quit till I get home.
Hey.
Can I get something to eat around here?
Reed?
Coming right up.
Better make that to go. I'll need a taxi.
Reed's only got 2 hands. Wait till he fixes your dinner.
Right.
No signal.
You must be Darren. Damn, where we get close. What's up? Darren, I'm Lucius, man. I'm your welcome committee.
Oh, well, how'd you know I was here?
Me and Word travel fast. Your Aunt Sally always brags she had a successful nephew from New York. Let me get this stuff, man.
Really?
Come on.
Oh.
Well, Monte Carlo didn't change, man. It used to be a one-horse town.
But did the horse die?
No, see. Now, you'll see. We got everything to offer that a big city does.
Oh.
I'm happy to have another player in town, man. I've got tired of holding this down solo. Hey, man, reach over and pull this handle from the inside. It only opens from the inside.
Okay.
Appreciate that.
Sure.
So you came by train. That's cool. I was trying to meet the bus.
Going to the Canaan Inn.
Okay, that Canaan Inn, that's straight down this road about 5 minutes.
Oh! Your door won't open and mine won't stay shut.
But it opens.
Oh! Yes, it opens.
The next hour of programming is brought to you by Mitchell's Funeral Home, where the caskets are so nice, you wish you were dead. Now for the news. Like to give a shout out to Darren Hill, in town for Sally's funeral. Welcome home, little Darren.
That's news.
I'll be right back with traffic.
There is no traffic.
There is no traffic.
This is easy. I could do this job. Oh, I wonder what the temperature is.
The temperature is 85.
Thanks.
Boy, you done got up there in New York and got soft. And this ain't nothing compared to July and August. That's when you can take an egg and just fry it on the sidewalk.
Well, you can keep that. After the funeral, I'm going straight back to New York City, where you don't have eggs frying on the sidewalk.
Why? Because it's cold?
No, because it's civilization. There's too much urine on the sidewalk.
I'm not saying I don't like temptation. I'm just looking for the right temptation.
See, boy, see? You don't know what you're messing. Now, I'm telling you, now how they get down here, the less and less the honey start wearing. You know, they got to let that booty breathe. Now, I'm telling you, I know you got all your Naomi Campbells and your Holy Berries and your Teary Eye Banks, all the models and junk up there, but for the booty, you got to come down south. We booty experts, bootyologists.
Booty is in the eye of the beholder.
Oh, booty gonna be in my hand. Check game. Now, see, now, your Louisiana booty, it gets its renowned buoyancy from its heavy seafood diet. While your Alabama booty, it's characterized by its density. You're talking about a quarter bouncing ping. And as for your Mississippi booty, it's been an ongoing debate, but consensus say that the Indian genetic contribution gives us this beautiful tone. And as for your Georgia booty, it's been known for ages that the Georgia sun bakes and seals all the booty juices into a slow roast.
I see I'm dealing with a connoisseur.
Oh, yeah, for sure, a booty connoisseur.
Oh, who's that?
Lily.
Please, hurry up.
That's Lily. Forget all that booty stuff. She's in a spectrum of finest. The energy is so potent. She got a class action suit against her right now for reckless endangerment, man.
Sounds like a special kind of woman.
Holler at me later on tonight. I'll hook you up with her. This is where you're staying.
Thought they were putting me up in a hotel. This looks like a house.
It's a boarding house. This is the only place that has room. The prison officers' convention is in town. Hey, Jimmy B!
Yo, what up, Smooth Bell?
His grandmother owned the place.
You Darren?
Yes.
You're late. Yo, come on. Everybody's already at the funeral. Get in.
I see the penitentiary one day. Running from the police, that's right.
Mama catch me, put a whoop into my backside. And even as a crack fiend.
Hey, man, now come on. Now, look, that's inappropriate music for this occasion. Show some respect. This man's auntie's about to be maggot food.
At any moment, the funeral is beginning of Sally Walker. Let us have a moment of silence to pay our respect. Sorry about that. Guess I was celebrating her life a little late into the night.
Oh, Simon. Sarah, how y'all doing today? This is Aunt Sally's nephew, Darren.
Nice to meet you. Sorry about your aunt.
Oh, yes. We all love Miss Sally. Why, she was little Nicholas's godmother.
Hey, little man. You know I'm your daddy, right? Don't hate the player. Hate the game. I'm in the freaking Twilight Zone.
In the spirit. Grandma, get up.
She's your grandma?
Oh, Lord, oh, Lord.
Son!
They've got a lot of nerve showing their faces in the house of God. Glad my dear departed husband James isn't here to witness this abomination.
You can't keep people from a funeral, Paulina. Besides, they all love Sally.
They're a bunch of heathens.
I don't even know why she cares. Move down.
Brothers and sisters, we are gathered here today to pay tribute to a great woman, Sally Walker. And we will now be blessed with a selection from the choir and their lead singer, Reverend Shirley Caesar.
I got a signal. It's a miracle.
Son, if that ain't Jesus calling, shut it off.
Sorry. Go on. I have... My cell phone's been out of range. Has Mr. Fairchild changed his mind? What?
They've already started repossessing your stuff.
Not my TV! Nothing can replace Aunt Sally. Not my TV, not my Bose home theater system.
Oh, yeah, let it out, son. Let it out. Yeah.
Keep stalling the creditors. I'll call you back.
The church is in mourning. Glory to God. The church is in mourning. Church is in mourning. God don't have another soldier. A true born soldier has gone on. Hallelujah. Well, we're here today for the homegoing and the celebration of a wonderful woman, Aunt Sally. Everybody loved Aunt Sally. She took the young people and carried them under her wings. She cared for the elderly. I just want to say, listen, we might not have this chance. Sweep on Aunt Sally. Sweep on Aunt Sally. And take your rest. We love you, Aunt Sally. But God loves you best.
Church say amen. Amen. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, well, well. At this time, we would like to give some of Sally's family and loved ones an opportunity to come up here and say how much she meant to them. Yeah. And it's only fitting to start with the person that came the farthest way to be here. That's her great nephew, Darren.
All right.
Oh, yeah, Brother Darren.
Yes, my brother.
Come on.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, amen.
Hi. Many of you don't remember me.
The one that had the phone.
Yeah. But before that, I was Aunt Sally's favorite nephew. I thought we'd see forever, but forever's gone away. And it's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday.
Boys to men.
I got one amen. Can I get another?
Amen. Amen.
My mom passed away a few years ago
in a hit-and-run accident when I was still a teenager.
And it's the talks I had with her I cherish more than anything. Mm-hmm. I remember her telling me that it was Aunt Sally who took us in when I was just a baby, mm-hmm. after my father died in Vietnam. I'll always love her for that.
Your mama dead too?
He just said it.
Young man, so glad that you came for your aunt's funeral. She was always telling us how well you were doing up in New York with your important job. What was it?
What was what?
Your job. It's funny, she never mentioned what it was.
Oh, I haven't seen you since you were knee-high to a grasshopper.
Reverend, have you seen this very pretty lady? I think her name is Lily.
She ain't no lady.
Oh, now, Mother Cooley. All sinners are welcome in the house of the Lord.
Sinner? She's a sinner? What kind of sinner?
Unrepentant.
Really?
Well, darling, I just come to offer you my condolences and to just let you know that to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. You got to understand that she's in a far better place, okay?
Yes, ma'am. You know, I got to tell you, you and that choir, boy, you're pretty good.
Pretty good?
And to my neighbor and best friend, Faye, I leave all my favorite recipes.
Thank you, Sally.
Now, Faye, depending on what I die from, you might want to divide the Crisco measurements by half. Don't change that chicken supreme. And to Paulina Pritchard, I leave my collection of church hats that she always complimented me on. She should really enjoy wearing them, unless, of course, she was lying to me all those years, but criticizing my taste behind my back.
I'll wear them every Sunday.
And now, for my only surviving relative, my great-nephew, Darren. To Darren, I leave the box containing the letters his mother sent me after they left Monte Carlo. I also pass on to him the charge of returning to Monte Carlo to continue the family tradition of directing the Beulah Baptist Church Choir.
No!
It's her dying wish.
I was next in line to get the choir. I've been waiting years for Sally to die.
God rest her soul.
Listen, lady, you can have it. I'm not staying, let alone leading some small-town choir.
Good.
On the condition that Darren gets the choir accepted into the annual gospel explosion in Columbus and performs there, I also leave him my entire stock in Georgia Telecom, currently worth $150,000.
What?
Ooh. I was just kidding about that small town stuff.
And the church bus.
How much that worth?
No way. Mm-mm. I don't care what Sally's dying wish was. We all know she was losing it these last few years. Besides, Paul, it's your church and you have final say over who leads the choir. It's in the bylaws.
Well, I guess that would seem kind of odd. Have someone with no musical experience leading the choir.
No, I have plenty of musical experience. Now, you all don't know this, and I didn't tell anyone, but I'm a music producer.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what I do for a living.
Ooh, looks like Sally might have been on to something. What kind of producing have you done?
Well, I work with P. Diddy, Dre, Dark Child, all of them.
That's the gangster stuff that's polluting my grandson's mind.
I was the one that put an end to that whole East Coast versus West Coast thing. Yeah, I just sat them all down and made them watch Roots.
I think I read about that.
So, what is this gospel explosion?
Oh, it's the annual event where choirs from all over the Southeast come to Columbus, Georgia, to compete for the best gospel performance and a $10,000 cash prize. Yeah, a prize that could pay for some much-needed church repairs, if a certain musical producer would bring it home, yes.
Paul, Lewis, have you lost your natural mind? I wish Mama was alive to see how you turn on family like this.
Sally was as close to family as anybody can get, and I intend on honoring her dying wish. Now, Darren, the choir is yours.
You have 6 weeks until the gospel explosion. Whatever you need, we're at your disposal. But you're going to have to talk to the church treasurer about logistics.
Let me guess. You're the treasurer.
Yes. Everything you need is at my disposal.
Great.
Take it easy.
Paulina, can I get a ride back to my room?
Oh, Darren, since you're going to be here for longer than I thought, let me give you the extended stay rates. There's an extra charge of $1.50 for every bar of soap you use from now on, $2 for any clean towel you require, and $1 a minute for all calls made. You get one free 911 call. I suggest you use it wisely.
Air conditioning? You're charging me for air conditioning? It gets 100 degrees at night.
What is that?
It's a Monte Cristo.
It's a cigar.
Obviously.
Cuban?
Of course.
Cool.
Hey! That cost me $20.
This is a no smoking house.
It's a no smoking, no drinking, no fornicating, no point in living at all house.
Why are we here?
You'll see. A little Southern delight.
Now the honeys in here, they make them girls in Atlanta look like somebody hit them in the face with a sack of nickels. And I don't mean that in a sexy way.
There she is.
You on your own. I see somebody owe me some money. Hey man, don't wheel away from me. Man, I told you I was gonna get...
Hey, babe.
When you hold me tight, you give me fever.
give you fever, be it Fahrenheit or thin grade. They give you fever when you kiss them, and fever if you live and learn.
You really know how to connect with your audience. That was hot.
It's a part of my act. I pick out the guy who's drooling the most and I make him sweat.
Well, it worked. Can I buy you a real drink? I'm Darren.
You really don't remember me?
That Lily?
You kept asking me to be your girlfriend?
And you kept saying no?
Yeah, I was determined to be Mrs. Michael Jackson.
And how's that going?
Oh, it turns out I'm not as tight.
Look, you remember that stuff. I left town when you were what, 5?
4. Man, we heard about you all the time. Every week in choir rehearsal, Sally would tell us poor country folk how well you and your mama were doing in Slick City. She was very special to all of us.
Yeah. When I talked to her on the phone just before she passed, she kept saying that she wanted me to come back here and be with her friends, like you.
You spoke with Sally that day?
Oh, yeah. She went on and on. Suppose she hung up the phone and, yeah.
And her dying wish was for us to hook up.
God love her.
Sally was in a coma 2 weeks before she died.
That's right. It was... must have been a couple of weeks ago.
Actually. Right.
Anyway, I'm back amongst all you wonderful people who need consoling as much as I do.
How long are you in town?
Just tonight. Hey, how about being my girlfriend? For old time's sake.
I've got a man. Dean is big and strong and has a real big jealous streak. Sometimes he watches from the back. Excuse me, I got a show to do.
Okay. Hey, knock him dead. Your act is terrific.
Yours needs a lot of work.
I know I missed your call, Rosa, but this is the only place I get a signal.
More charges came in, more late fees. You're up to 44 grand now.
Okay, listen. I just came into some money, all right? And I'll be able to take care of everything in just a few weeks. Just make sure they don't know where to find me.
I'll do my best.
You're a doll. Kick ass.
Sorry.
Okay, when everyone gets here, we'll begin rehearsals. I was thinking we should just stick to that number you did at the funeral. Should be good enough to get into any gospel competition.
That was Shirley Caesar, fool. She hasn't gone to this church for years, but since she loved Sally, we let her and her choir sing at the funeral.
She's gone.
She's gone.
Well, where's our choir?
You're looking at it.
This is it? 6 measly people?
Actually, just 5. I'm just here because my wife's family's in town. They're staying at my house.
Too late. You're in the choir now.
Well, actually, there are 2 or 3 others.
Yeah, but they never show up. Man, this is busted. Why do I have to be here?
Oh, Brother Darren, when are you going to get us our first record contract? I want to hurry up and get a Benz.
Hey, I didn't know we were going to be famous. You know what? Definitely count me in now.
Let's do Amazing Grace. Stop, please. Okay, let's not panic. I'm open to suggestion.
Hey, when you get us that record deal and they do one of those VH1 Behind the Music's on us, I think it's best if we don't talk about me trying to leave the group. You know, they'll just make it look ugly.
I just had to see you again.
Aren't you supposed to be gone?
Yes, but I was feeling bad about our little misunderstanding last night.
No misunderstanding. Just using Aunt Sally's memory to hit on me. That's low.
Come on. Can I at least buy you a drink? Is that Dean?
No. Okay, you can buy me a drink.
Well, I'm sure you heard about Aunt Sally's will.
No.
Seems she wants me to take care of the choir down at Beulah.
Why'd she put you in charge of it? Oh, I'm sorry. It came out wrong.
Oh, no. It's okay. It was a shock to me, too. It's a big job. That's why I cleared my schedule for the next 6 weeks, put some business deals on hold so that I can focus on getting the choir into the gospel explosion.
No. I've been there and done that.
Look, if it's Paulina you're worried about, I'll take care of Paulina.
I'd love to see that one.
I'm the choir director now.
Yeah, for 6 weeks.
Listen, if she starts getting all Christian on you...
Christian?
Yeah.
She is not a Christian. My mama said hollering in the church don't make you any more of a Christian than standing in the garage makes you a Cadillac. Oh, man, I can't let those hypocrites look down their noses at me just because
Sing sexy songs for a living.
Exactly. And just because
Just like that.
What's wrong with the way I dress?
Oh, no, I'm just finishing your sentence.
I was going to say because...
Cheat on your boyfriend with hot choir directors from New York City?
Stop.
Finishing your sentences?
Look, I know you're kind. You came here last night because you wanted something. Came back again tonight because you want something else. And tomorrow you're going to want something else. I can smell when a man is trying to use me. And mister, you stink.
Okay, is that how you feel about it? Fine. This town is full of singers. I don't need you anyway.
And remember, everybody, Handy's Funeral Home offers limousines for all occasions. Why not get in one while you still living? Well, now that we done paid the bills. Ladies and gentlemen, sitting directly across from me, I have Mr. Darren Hill, all the way from New York City. So, Dad, tell the good people of Monte Carlo what brings you down here with us.
I'm responsible for rebuilding the choir down at Beulah Baptist Church. In fact, I'm holding auditions tomorrow morning, and anyone with any musical ability can come by, as long as they're, as we say at Beulah, fully committed to God's work.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
Whoa! Forgiven of my sins, baptized in the water, freed by the Holy Ghost, washed in the blood of the Lamb. Forgiven of my sins, baptized in the water, freed by the Holy Ghost, washed in the blood of the Lamb. God's gonna move this place, God's gonna move this place, God's gonna turn the world upside down.
Auditions for the Beulah Baptist Church Choir are still open. Applicants need not be fully committed to God's work, but shouldn't be against it.
the hottest shit in New York since Air Force Ones. And I'm from the borough that bought you Chris and Pun. Yeah, a lot of cats rhyme, but not like Sun. I make it hard like breathing with a slug in your lung. Blow, blow, now y'all got to deal with me.
Isn't she lovely? Isn't she wonderful? Isn't she precious? Just 1 minute, oh.
You gotta be kidding me.
I never thought true love would bring once as lovely as she. But isn't she lovely? Made from love. Da 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 da.
News update. Auditions for the Beulah Baptist Church Choir. Atheists may now apply.
Oh, thanks for coming, Lucius.
No problem. Where to?
Oh, you just need to print up some more flyers. Paulina won't let me use Jimmy B's printer anymore. She says it's running up her light bill.
Oh, well, you know old folks in the South believe some crazy stuff.
Tell me about it. Yeah. When it's storming, she doesn't even use the electricity.
You don't play with God.
Right. You don't sing, do you, Lucius?
Do I sing? Yeah. They say I sound like a black Al Jarreau. Zingy don't.
Great. You're in the choir.
Oh, wait a minute. You said pump your brakes. Now, I'm not planning on joining the church until I've sown my wild oats. Then I'm going to get me a young virgin and settle down.
Say no more.
Besides, words out, Paulina's bad enough. You done pissed her off. Don't nobody want to be a part of that mix made in hell. And the only way I can join is if you pay him.
How about the prize money? 50-50?
Done deal.
50-50. Hello, are you Joseph?
Yeah. Can I line you up, son?
Oh, actually, I just came by to post some flyers for my choir auditions, if that's okay.
Sure. Seeing how you're new in these parts, it's going to be kind of hard for you to attract people. Most folks around here, they don't trust an outsider.
It was years before I told anyone I'm not from Mississippi.
I've got a guy here who needs his ears, Lord.
Hey, Dean, my man. Come on, I'll get the seat.
That's Dean?
He's big, strong, and jealous. So watch yourself.
So I see you done met the big-time music producer from New York, huh?
Music producer?
Lily has the best voice in town.
I know.
You don't have to wait with me. No one else's mom waits for them.
He'll be fine.
Okay. I'm going to be next door, all right? Dean, don't talk to strangers.
Yo, big man, you want us to sing you a song like we did last time?
Yes, please.
It'll cost you.
I'll give you $1,000.
Deal. When I was a little boy,
when I was just a boy,
and the devil called my name,
when I was just a boy,
I say, now who do,
who
do you think you're fooling?
When I was just a boy,
I'm a consecrated boy,
when I was just a boy,
I'm a singer in a Sunday choir. Oh, my mama loves me, she loves me. She get down on her knees and hug me. Oh, she loves me like a rock.
She rocked me like the rock of ages and loved me.
She loved me, loved me, loved me, loved me. When I was grown to be a man,
grown to be a man,
and the devil would call my name,
grown to be a man.
I said, now who do you think you're fooling?
Grown to be a man.
I'm a consummated man.
Grown to be a man.
I can snatch a purity. Oh, my mama loves me. She loves me. She gets down on her knees and loves me. But she loves me like a rock.
Lily.
You know, at first I was afraid you'd follow me here. But I actually feel a lot safer knowing you're not in the same room with my son.
And answer your next question? No.
You're not married.
Don't finish my sentences.
That's why you're a sinner.
Stay far away from me.
No, no. No, I'm saying that's no reason to treat you badly. I mean, how dare they? It's not your fault. Well, 50% your fault, because it takes two people to, well, you know.
No.
I'm saying it's a pity that you don't have a complete family, but it's still no reason.
Oh, don't talk to me about family, Mr. Didn't Call Aunt Sally for 20 years. Hi.
Hi.
Sorry. I'm starting to see how tough things are for you.
Oh, yes. Boo-hoo for the poor black mother stuck in her hometown without a man. Whatever shall I do?
I didn't mean it that way.
Excuse me, Lily. I'm sorry, but your car's maxed out again.
Forgot to put my paycheck in. Excuse me. Mm-hmm.
Sorry, Dr. Hill. Yours declined, too.
Dr. Hill? You a doctor?
Oh, no, that's just my music name. You know, like Dr. John, Dr. Dre. That's fine.
Well, that's cleared.
Of course.
Sign here.
Thank you. That was really nice. You didn't have to do that.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. I'm a nice guy. I don't know what the problem is. I usually get along better with beautiful women.
Okay, y'all. I'll give you a check tomorrow, first thing.
Oh, cash. Yes. Reverend?
Oh. Hey, Darren. Thanks for meeting me here. How's it going with the choir?
Well, still having trouble recruiting new members.
Son, is at times like these, I suggest listening to God's voice.
Oh, sorry, Rev. I'm not into the spooky stuff.
Oh, just open it up.
And these people can sing?
Oh, yes. Please don't tell my sister.
Hello, everyone. I'd like you to welcome the new members of our choir.
So when is this competition? In a few weeks?
And our new organist.
You touch my keyboard and I kick your drunk by my ass.
Homer. Now, if we stand any chance of getting into the gospel explosion, we could use all the help we can get.
All these drunks up into the church with hats on and drunks and everything.
Okay, everyone, please. Okay. Okay. Good. I'd like to try a new song. Tasha, can you get rid of the gum, please?
Sure.
Okay, that was nasty. Swing low, sweet chariot. Homer, please. Scooter? This is not working.
You need to pick a lead singer. You'd know that if you knew what you were doing.
Could I maybe try?
Bessie, would you like to try?
No. My dear departed husband James said that when I sang, it made him think of heaven.
Probably meant he wanted to blow his brains out.
Paulina. You've sung lead before.
I have, and it gave me great joy.
Oh, good. It'll hurt that much more when I find someone else.
Be careful, Dean, baby. Don't hurt yourself.
Oh, let the boy be. He's already wearing more protection than he gave me when I fought in the war.
Hey. You're the pain in the butt from the barber shop.
He must have heard that somewhere.
Hi there, young man. I'm Lily's grandfather.
Hello, sir.
I've been waiting for a nice, strong young man to come in with Lily away.
Somebody did that already, remember?
She shouldn't be wasting the next 25 years of her life taking care of an old man. No, she should go off and have a life of her own.
Cool! City Sosa!
What do you say?
He said cool.
Dean.
Thank you. Look, Granddaddy. I got Sammy Sosa.
Oh, okay.
So, have you changed your mind about the choir?
Why should I? Because you gave Dean a toy?
No. Yes.
Why is this so important to you?
Because it's what my Aunt Sally wanted me to do. Every time I pack my bags to leave, I get that image of her helping my mom out when I was little. And because it was her last wish to get into the explosion. And because
you're getting $150,000. I thought I'd finish your sentence for you. That is the truth, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Thanks for being honest, but I can't.
What? You mean I just told the truth for nothing?
Thank you for the loan yesterday. I know you want cash.
You know, this truth stuff is highly overrated. I don't care who started it. You both should be ashamed. Okay, let's try it once more from the top. Hey, thank you, thank you, thank you.
I'm not doing this for you. The truth is I'm doing this for Sally.
Well, thank you anyway. Choir, I'd like you to meet our new soloist, Lily. What's your last name?
Grant.
I knew this would happen.
No, wait. Please. Let me handle this. Please. Have you forgotten that Jesus loved Mary Magdalene? She was a hoe. Let him who is without sin cast the first stone.
Thank you for handling it.
No. I don't mean it. I'm just saying it for effect. Please. It is your duty to help fallen women.
Well, I'm willing to help. Hi.
I agree. It's about time we get some young Baptist booty up in this choir.
Ask her. How come she have to keep so many husbands away from their home down at that old sin hole she be working at?
Would Aunt Sally have been this harsh?
No.
Now, y'all know Sally would have wanted Lily to stay in the choir.
Amen.
Unlike some people.
Amen.
That's right.
If she was a respectable woman, she would have a respectable job.
The last thing we need is another loose woman up in the choir stand. Now, she should just go on home, take care of that little bastard baby.
Leave my son out of this.
Talk to her, tell her.
Dean is a gift from God.
So it's snow and rain, but we still have to wear our rubber.
You know what Sally told me once? She said when life makes you have to put up with mean and hateful people, just think of them as sandpaper. They may scratch you, rub you the wrong way. But eventually, you end up smooth and polished. And the sandpaper, it's just going to be worn out and ugly.
Baby, you don't need my help. Now, if I could get you all to sing as well as you fight, be the baddest choir in all of Georgia. Now, Lily is a member of this choir like everyone else. And if you don't like it, well, you can just leave.
Oh, well, that's my cue. Y'all coming?
Paulina, I thought you were leaving.
The choir, yes, but I'll stay in this church as long as I want. I'm the treasurer.
Fine. Then we'll rehearse with Lily as our lead. Watch, bro. That's my friend.
The Lord is good.
Come on, man. Get up on
the Lord will bless you.
Mr. Clean?
You know, I always liked church.
There's a hell of a lot more action than in the barbershop.
Okay.
Ready?
Hold it. Do I come in on the upbeat or the downbeat?
Suit yourself. You're the pro.
Try the downbeat, honey.
I usually let the Neptunes program all my upbeats, so... Let's try it again from the top.
Wait, aren't you going to arrange us for the performance?
Right, right. Lily. Lily, please, up. Ladies, all three up. Okay, Tasha. Tasha, please, down. And, oh, please, yes, Bessie. Alma and Miss Stringer. Man, so cute. Yes, yes, there you go. Okay, young and foxy in the front and weird and funky in the back. But we love you. All right.
Ready?
From the top. Great. With a little more work, I think we got a real shot at the explosion.
And after that, maybe even a record deal. Then we're full on our own bus. With a clean bathroom.
A tour. Girl, like I'm going to leave my granddaddy behind. By himself? Uh-uh.
Well, thankfully, all my family's dead.
That wasn't half bad. It saddens me that the deadline for entering the gospel explosion has passed.
What?
All audition tapes are to be submitted to audition judge Luther Washington by yesterday afternoon.
Why don't you say something?
You're the director now. Deadlines are your problem. It's been posted for weeks.
Where?
On the back of the ladies' room door.
I sure as heck never saw it. And I use that door every day.
You need to check the girls' bathroom more often.
You mean we did all this work for nothing?
And yeah. Best friend Keno taught me how to do the African boot dance. What's that?
Check, I even stopped drinking. Oh, I know that's a good thing.
Wait, hey, listen, everybody. Just go home and don't worry. Taking care of problems is my specialty. Well, I'll be back in a couple of weeks, and if I don't get a job, I'm a dead man. Yeah, I used my credit card down here to fix a bus. Why?
They traced it. It was reported to a credit bureau in Atlanta.
Oh, what does that mean?
Felony, interstate fraud. Just lay low. And stay away from law enforcement.
Mr. Washington will see you now.
Mr. Hill, Lucius, as a Christian man, I do believe in mercy. But as a prison warden, I'm a stickler for the rules. See, without rules, society breaks down.
Sir, listen. Let me handle this.
Did I say you can talk?
Look.
Did I open my mouth and say you can talk?
But I took assertiveness. I took assertiveness training. Look, Washington. We're giving you an opportunity to be a part of the Belial Baptist, the Beulah Baptist Gospel Choir business.
Me an opportunity.
Now, you need BBGC more than BBGC needs you. We're selling, not buying.
We're not selling.
We're buying, not selling. And you got 30 seconds to make an offer. It's, you know, we...
Let me think about it. No.
Oh, please, man, we'll pay you.
Listen. Sir, you don't understand the challenges my choir and I have faced. Please, just hear us sing. We can be ready in a half hour.
No. And I'm putting my foot down. It's a big in and a little over.
Sir, the entertainment for today canceled. And you know what happened last time.
You said a half an hour?
Will you let us into the explosion?
Only if you guys can pass the muster with my prisoners.
What muster pass?
We'll blow them away. Look, we gotta do it or we won't get into the explosion.
Darren,
just relax.
Darren, they all look so scary.